Lamont and Tinelli.
San Francisco Sketch Fest, the tribute to Cheech and Chong. It's their 50th anniversary celebration. That is on this Tuesday, so January 31st, 7:30 p.m., Sydney Goldstein Theater. Tickets are available at sfsketchfest.com, and they also have streaming events there as well. Speaking of which, to promote the show, we have, I consider this a good friend of the show, even though we haven't talked to him a while, Tommy Chong. How are you, Tommy?
I'm great, man. I couldn't be better.
Good. Now, by the way, you gave me your number years ago, but I'm not the kind of guy that abuses a number, and I appreciate that. And Chasta was laughing. She goes, well, what the heck? He gave you a number, but you never call him. I said, here's the deal. I don't want to put a guy out and go, oh, God, he's calling me again.
No, that's not the way it works, dude.
Okay.
No. I'm at the stage where I if people don't call me, then I feel hurt.
Oh, you know? Careful. No. Careful what you wish for. That's
yeah,
all I'm telling you.
Kidding.
I don't mind. I get calls all over the place from people. I got a call. I got a friend in Chicago.
Yeah.
I've never met her. She just called me out of the blue, got my number.
Yeah.
And she doesn't stay on the line long. I'm just calling to say hi. I'm Joe Zidi's mom. I've never heard her say her own name. She always says, he's the mama Joe Zidi.
Oh, that's great.
It's been a few years now, and every holiday and every once in a while she'll call up and, hi, this is Joe's mom, and I just want to say hi.
All right, Tommy, here's what we may do with you. From now on, just out of the blue, we may call you with Bed Check with Tommy Chong. How does that sound?
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
Oh, it's on.
Hey, what a lot of people don't realize about you, and by the way, this is the 50th anniversary celebration with Cheech and Chong, and yeah. I guess Ben Fong Torres is going to be there as well. But you have been at this a long, long time, and you started out as a musician, and I think you told me that you were in a band in Vancouver, and that's where you met Cheech. But here's something that I discovered for the first time. It was last week when I was doing a little research for this interview, that the Jackson 5 actually used to open for your band.
Well, they did one time.
Okay.
The very first gig that they got, they won a contest, a high school contest. And,
yeah.
And the winner of the contest was opening up for not just Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, which was our band, but Jerry Butler, the great singer.
Yeah.
And so they were opening in the Regal Theater in Chicago. And first time we saw them or even heard of them.
Right.
And, oh, they just blew us away. Little Michael was so cute. He was a little guy. He had to have a coat rack to stand on to see, so he could see in the mirror to pluff out it. We shared the dressing room with him.
And hold it. Get out of here. Really?
Yeah, Michael would pull a little bench, you know, little stool over to stand on, and he'd pick his natural. Oh, he was so cute. What a cute little guy. But he was like a full-grown man.
Yeah.
Eight or 10 years old, whatever it was at the time. And as he got older, he got younger.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And whiter.
It was weird. Yeah. And whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. But then years later, Cheech and I met Michael at the Roxy for a Grammy celebration.
Uh-huh.
And we'd won a Grammy, and of course Michael won a ton of them. And that was during his glove period, when he had that one glove on, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
and Cheech was always curious, because you know, he heard that we had discovered him and that. But here's Michael. So Cheech went up to him. Is it true that Tommy in the Vancouver's discovered you? And Michael said, yeah, that's it. That's true. And then Michael said to me, he says, Tommy, do you think Bobby's funny? And for a minute there, I thought, did I think Bobby was gay?
Oh
my God.
And so I said, Probably.
Probably.
And then I realized later, Michael was just trying to talk comedy talk with me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because he was a genius at everything. Everything he touched, he would study and learn, and he'd become an expert at it.
Yeah.
It was so cool. But it took us a month. The Jackson 5 stayed at Bobby's apartment in Detroit for a month before Motown had a time to see him.
Right. Okay, this brings up a great question. So you saw a lot of the band then, being they were staying at your bandmate's house. Did you ever smoke pot with any of the Jackson 5?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. Joe, the dad was strict, man. I was scared. I was just scared of Joe. I wasn't going to mess with his kids at all, you know.
Maybe if you would have offered the dad pot, he would have mellowed out a bit.
Well, you know, back then you don't offer anybody anything.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're talking to, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, the band I was in, the first band, you know, not the Vancouver's, but the other, the first band, the Shades, we were all, a couple of us were all smoking weed, and no one knew the other guy was. until one night we met. In the alley where we would buy dollar joints from the dealers
in the alley.
Yeah. It's a hell of a deal.
$1. They were pinners.
Yeah.
It was really marijuana dust. But for a buck, you couldn't beat it. It was great.
Yeah.
It got you high enough to play the set, and that's all we needed.
That's so basic. Well, that brings up a great question then. What celebrities have you smoked pot with?
So many. It's hard to... quite a few.
Okay, maybe one. Maybe the one that would shock me.
George Harrison, I guess he was my favorite. I got high with George a couple of times because we were both guitar players and we were both, kind of quiet and he was very cool. But one time I was smoking with George and he passed a joint to a guy that just walked up next to him and I looked at it was Wally from Leave It to Beaver.
What the hell?
Yeah, Tony, he was a phenomenal artist, you know, a sculptor. But, he was Wally for so many years, and I was like, Wally?
Wally smoking
Wally
pot
smoking
with you.
Weed. Yeah.
With George Harrison yet, too.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
No, I was with, I got turned down. Like, I offered John Lennon a toke one time. In Lou Adler's house, it was almost like a get to know Cheech and Chong party because we had just signed with Lou.
Yeah.
And the Stones were in town. In fact, everybody was at Lou's house for some reason.
Right.
The Stones and a couple of the Beatles. John.
Yeah.
So I asked Lou, I said, where can I smoke this joint? And Lou said, well, go in my bedroom. And so I went into his bedroom and I lit up and I looked down and sitting on the floor, there was a guy sitting on the floor and I looked over and it was John Lennon.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked over and offered him a toke of this. It was really stinky. You know, one of those scents of meal, but it was just stinky as can be. It was stinky.
Stinky weed to John Lennon.
Yeah, and I'm not the tightest joint roller, so it was kind of like a sloppy joint.
You offered him a sloppy joint.
So what did
Jerry
think?
Anyway, he goes, no thanks, Mike. You know, I got immigration problems.
I've got immigration.
So then Rod Stewart walks in, and Rod right over to the mirror. And he's fluffing out his hair, you know, that famous hair of his.
Yeah, the rooster hair.
Yeah, so I offered him a toke, and he turned it down because of his voice, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I got a little intimidated, so I put the joint out. And then I'm walking out into the hallway. No, I'm really whacked, you know. Yeah. And it was a stinky joint, but it was really, really good. So I get in the hallway, and I come face to face with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, my God.
This story just keeps on getting better.
And Jack had just done a movie called the Detail. Detail. Anyway, it was a military movie, uh-huh. and Jack plays a colonel or something.
The one with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
That's the guy. Well, in the movie, Jack has a scene. Went on for about 10 minutes, and he's in the mirror combing his hair. Well, he's got no hair. It's a military cut.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to comb. Yet, he was combing it for about 10 minutes. And when I saw the movie, I was stoned, of course. And I watched it. It seemed like forever. He's combing and nothing there. So when I got him in the corner, when I got him face to face, because what he was doing, he was trying to get around me to get into the room so he could get high.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of stopping him. I said, Jack, man, when you did that movie, you were combing your hair for like 10 minutes, man, and you don't have any hair. I said, did you ad-lib that scene or what? And he just looked at me, and he put his hand out, and he kind of moved me aside.
Oh, no.
and he walked past me like I was, you know, some doodle on his shoe or something. I'd laugh so hard at myself, man. I almost cried. It was so funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
Tommy Chong, I'll tell you what, man. You are the freaking greatest. We are going to do Bed Check with Tommy Chong on our show. I promise.
Okay. Anytime.
All right.
That may be the greatest story I've ever heard.
Tribute to Cheech and Chong, 50th anniversary. Get your tickets. SFSketchfest.com to buy tickets. This will be a big, big deal. We want to send the Bone listeners. Tommy, as always, thank you.
Yeah, and listen, I'm going to be telling a lot of those stories at the gig, so I'm prepared. Make sure don't come straight to this show.
Don't come straight. You're the greatest. Talk to you later.
Take care, man.
Okay, bye. Is he the great? I don't know why we don't call him on a regular. This is
Seriously.
A new feature.
I'm holding you to that because that is freaking hilarious.
Check with Tommy Chong from now on the show. God.
Lamont and Tonelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.